This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so holy cow, but did you see that basketball game last night? Miami, with its back against the wall, beat San Antonio in overtime to stay alive. Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which seriously could be a little anticlimactic, is Thursday night, after which there will probably be endorsement opportunities galore for the winners. Pro basketball players, after all, have sold a lot of things: cars, sports drinks, bubble gum. How about Obamacare? There is talk of the White House partnering with the NBA to get the word out to the uninsured, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from Washington.
Athletes hawking insurance? It's been done. Massachusetts paid the Boston Red Sox to promote its health exchanges a few years back. Knuckleballer Tim Wakefield threw this pitch on TV.
The state's health connector has affordable plans, lots to choose from, and easy sign up. And in Massachusetts, even if you lose your job, you can still get coverage.
Last week at a state health meeting, officials indicated the feds will follow suit, citing a national campaign sponsored by the NBA. Josh Archambault of the Massachusetts think tank Pioneer Institute attended. He said the target group is
young single males, and the demographics of the NBA certainly match that. And probably most importantly, their season also coincides with open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act.
The NBA didn't call us back to confirm. Federal health officials said they're speaking with a wide range of potential partners. What is clear is the president loves basketball. He hooped it up with some NBA stars in D.C. 3 years ago. Former White House economist Jared Bernstein was there with the pros.
They were probably playing at around 5%, and he was playing at around 100%. But, you know, that said, he scored a few baskets, as I recall.
An NBA assist would be great for the White House. But what about the league? It has to be careful not to appear political, says brand consultant Jamie Rice at Carton Donofrio Partners.
If they're there saying, hey, there's this new thing out there, you need to check it out, find out if it's for you, that's one deal. If they're out there saying the president has done X, Y, and Z and we need to support him, that's a completely different deal.
Whatever the outreach, it will be hard convincing young single men to buy insurance. But Obamacare needs them paying into the system to succeed. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.